Welcome to the Think Like a CFO podcast, where we dig into not only what it takes to start a business, but to keep your business thriving for years to come using my signature CFO money method framework. I'm your host, Melissa Houston, and I am a CPA and business financial coach. I have over 20 years of experience in business, and it is my passion to share my knowledge of business finance and personal finance with other women. You can also follow me with my column at Forbes.com or my column with Entrepreneur.com. Herbie Fabius is an entrepreneur and self-published author with a passion to share entrepreneurial stories that others can learn from. He believes every entrepreneur has a unique story, and it's important to capture those stories to help the next generation. With his flagship interview platform, BillionSuccess.com, he aims to do just that. Over the years, Billion Success has featured some of the top entrepreneurs and authors in the world, like Art Bell, founder of Comedy Central, Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, former WNBA player Katie Endress, former pro footballer Tiki Barber, and Brian Scudamore, founder of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and so many others. I am pleased to welcome Herbie to the show to share his knowledge and insights with all of us entrepreneurs. Hey, Herbie, how are you? Welcome to Think Like a CFO podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm very excited to have you. And I would love to talk about Billion Success. And if you want to introduce yourself to the listeners and talk a little bit about your business, that would be fantastic.
Well, yes, absolutely. My name is Herbie Fabius, and I am an entrepreneur and self-published author. Over the years, I have started two companies, and I have published three self-published books. And also kept two side hustles on the side just to maintain.
Just because you had nothing better to do, right?
Right.
You're a very busy man.
Exactly. And so the first company that I started out of New Haven, Connecticut was a tech company called Tripify. And basically, I partnered up with a partner of mine, and we started this company to help small business owners to sell gift certificates to their customers. And so we ran that business for about 2 years. And things didn't exactly pan out the way we wanted, so we had to kind of shut down. And then I started Billion Success, which is what we're going to be talking about mostly today. And Billion Success is pretty much a platform that I created for entrepreneurs and self-published authors. It's an educational platform. And I wanted to create something that can help the newbies, right? The people who are just getting started, the people who they want to self-publish a book and they just don't know where to go or how to start or how to market it. So the best way that I could help them was to go to the experts that are doing this work and ask them questions. What are they doing? What's working? What's not working? And then I'll take all that experience, all that knowledge, and turn it into something that they can learn from.
I love that. And how did you come up with the idea? It's so innovative.
So back after college, I wanted to start a business. I just didn't know what to do. So I went online searching like everybody else does. And everybody just kept saying, start a blog. And so that's what I did. I created a blog, Billion Success. And come to find out, it wasn't until later that I found out running a blog takes a lot of time. It's a lot of writing. It's more than I thought it would be. I didn't start it to learn how to write or to write. I started it because I wanted to learn digital marketing, learn online businesses, how it works. I wanted to be in the background of things. And so while running the site, I wanted to fast track my learning curve, right? Because I didn't know anything about it. And I thought the best way that I can do that was to reach out to someone or people that are already doing this. And I stumbled upon a site called Small Business Trends. Yeah, so Anita Campbell, who is the founder, I reached out to her and told her that I wanted to interview her on my site. And of course, she said yes, and we decided to do it. And not only that she did it, she went above and beyond. When I published the interview, she shared it. She even posted it on her site. And for the first time, I saw the potential in doing these interviews. And I saw my first traffic spike. So because when I, at the time, I think I had maybe three blog post on the site. Okay, so there's very little, no traffic at all. I mean, if there was any traffic, it was probably me or my mom or something.
So I know that feeling. I've been there.
So yeah, so that was the time that I discovered there was something there. And I wasn't the only one who need that information. So since then, I've been reaching out to people that I like to get my questions answered. And then, you know, share those answers so others can learn from them.
I love that. And you must meet the most interesting people by doing this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still surprised to some of the people that I've, you know, that I was able to get to share their stories on the site. I mean, from people like the Comedy Central founder, Art Bell, to E! Entertainment founder, so a whole lot of people who couldn't even imagine taking the time to be part of this.
Yeah, you know, and it's so amazing that there's so many great people out there. They may be, you know, a little bit ahead of us in the game, but they're so willing to help people out, give a hand behind them to help them move forward. I love that.
And that's the other thing. In the beginning, I didn't think it would be possible or easy to get any of those guys on there. And come to find out, most people are very nice. Most of them are very nice, even the top of the top. They're very nice people. And I mean, of course, we've had a lot of people who said no to these interviews, of course. But for the most part, most people are willing to participate. Yeah, like I said, I looked at it. It was a win for me. I didn't want to do all the writing and I wanted to learn. And I wanted others to learn from it as well. So it was a no-brainer.
So what is your vision for Billion Success? Is it to continue as you're doing now? Or do you have a bigger vision in mind? Do you have a direction that you want to take the platform in?
Yeah, absolutely. The main vision is to help both sides of the spectrum, right? So we have a lot of amazing people sharing their stories on the site. From new entrepreneurs to the people who are making millions and millions of dollars, right? And I want to help both sides, meaning I want to help the new guy that's coming out to do their new business and they need some sort of direction. And I want to help them get visibility, right? And more exposure for their site. And the other part of it is I want to help our readers or who are people who are going to be entrepreneurs themselves. And these are people who are going to be self-publishing books in the future as well. So I want to help both sides of the spectrum. That's my vision. And for what I'm offering, you can call it online courses, but I like to call them experiments. And because we do spend a lot of time researching these answers, and so we could turn it into something valuable for them.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's awesome. So what kind of courses do you think you'll be offering? Like, do you see a demand for a certain skill set?
Absolutely. The first one, which will be out April 1st. And this is not by choice. This is by people contacting me saying, this is what their problem is. This is the pain point they're having. And this is what I need to tackle first. And it will be about how to market and how to promote a self-published book. Because most people know how to write the book, right? And it's quite easy these days to self-publish a book. I mean, you can just go on YouTube and look it up and just follow the steps and you can self-publish a book on Amazon or something. But the biggest problem they're having, once that book is live, what do I do next? And so this is what we're focusing on right now. It's part of the reasons why we're reaching out to all these authors to find out what it is that they're doing, what's working, what's not working, so we can turn it into something that others can learn from.
And very resourceful, and definitely something that I could see a lot of entrepreneurs being interested in as well. So many people are writing books. Do you see a big benefit in writing a book when you're in business?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, in business, you want to be the authority, right? Whatever your field is, you want to be seen as someone who is an expert at what you do. And writing a book definitely helps with that. And not just that, it also helps you get organized, right? Because as you write, you find out things you probably didn't know before, because writing does take a lot of experience. And you do have to research a little bit about what you're writing about. So that also helps you personally.
Yeah, I guess it would help you get really clear on the message that you want to send and how you help your clients, right?
Yeah, yeah. Again, I don't consider myself to be a writer. Most times I have to force myself to do it, but it's definitely a beneficial thing to do.
Yeah. Interesting. So I'm curious to know, what put you on the path to entrepreneurism? Like, did you have that feeling when you were a child? Or
No, I wouldn't say I had a feeling when I was a child. I would say after college, I didn't want to just go get a job, right? Because I felt like corporate will just, it'll be there when I need it. It's not going anywhere. So I wanted to try something different. I wanted to give myself a chance to do something. I mean, even if it didn't work out, but I wanted to be comfortable to know, you know what, I gave it a shot. So that was really the drive behind this. And of course, freedom. Right? We all want that freedom.
Yes, and, we do.
And having a job sometimes kind of interferes with that. So that, I think that's part of the reasons why I started going down this road. And I don't see any other way besides this.
Have you had any struggles along the way? Or would you say that everything has been pretty much smooth sailing or, you know, as you expected it to go?
Struggles, yeah, many. Who haven't, right? Yeah, many struggles along the way. I've, you know, financial struggles, personal struggles, you name it. But you find a way to keep going. And that's what it's all about, right? In entrepreneurship, nothing is for certain. You just take it one day at a time and see where it leads. And this path is not easy, but I've been on it for a while. And finally, I can say that I have a clear vision of where I'm going.
Oh, that's good. Now, do you think that mindset plays a lot in while you're on your journey to entrepreneurism?
Yeah. It's really is all about mindset. I mean, you hear that a lot. People say that a lot on interviews, you know, watching motivational videos on YouTube, and it's all about the mindset. It really is about the mindset, because I'll tell you what, Billion Success has been around since 2012. Okay. Now, I took a 4-year break, and this is the relaunch. I relaunched the site 6 months ago. I took a 4-year break because I went into corporate, worked for 4 years, and now that COVID happened, lost my job. And because of that, now I have all this free time again, and I have all the experiences that I've had in the past with a clear vision and a goal and a lot of time in my hands. What am I going to do? So relaunched. And, you know, I'm very focused now. And finally, like I said, things are turning up.
That's really good to hear. I know, like for me, I definitely had mindset issues when I was first starting out, and it was definitely a struggle. Going from a secure job and having a steady paycheck to not having a clue what direction you're going to end up in, as much as you try, things don't always work out as planned. So I remember in the beginning, I was very stressed out and definitely felt defeated a lot of the time because there was a lot more work. And it wasn't that I was afraid of the work, because I wasn't, but I didn't expect it to be so hard.
No, I agree. I mean, part of it, I mean, in my case, part of it was, so you're doing this and you're not treating it as a business, right? So in the beginning, I was treating it as something I do on the side. I treated it as, oh, it's just a blog. Right. So I never saw it as something that could turn into something good. And again, goes back to the mindset. Right. So if I thought of it as a business and I ran it as a business, chances are it would have been more successful than it is right now.
That's really interesting. And I had a guest on the show not too long ago that said with absolute certainty, if you're an entrepreneur and you're doing this as a side hustle and you want to make it a full time income, you have to leave your job regardless of the financial situation. Would you agree with that?
I don't know if I agree with that. I would say no. I think it's okay to run your business on the side and still keep your day job. It might be different in maybe not in all situations. I guess it depends on the type of business that you're starting. But for an online business and business like mine, what I'm trying to build, it's definitely okay to do it on the side until you're comfortable to leave your day job. I mean, I wouldn't advise anybody to just jump ship and start something.
Absolutely. Me too. I mean, being an accountant, I'm always risk averse and I tend to take the conservative side. And I would never advise anybody to lose their full-time income for something that was completely uncertain. But I thought it was an interesting perspective, because when you do think about it and you lose that safety net, maybe it would make you, I don't know, hungrier for success. But I don't know. I guess it depends on the individual.
Yeah, I think it works for some. Maybe some people do need that there's no going back type mindset to do the work. And I think it depends on the person. And someone like me, you know, when I'm doing something, I don't think I need to be completely you know, with all this risk, I don't think I need to take all that risk just to be motivated enough to continue what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So what's your favorite part of being an entrepreneur? And what's your favorite part of your business?
Favorite part of my business is definitely reading those interviews. We have published right now, I think we are maybe just over 600 interviews on the site. And
wow, that's great.
Yeah. And I have read every single one. And there are a few of them that I have read many times. And that is my favorite part of it. And sharing somebody else's story is pretty awesome.
So Herbie, after our conversation here today, if there was one piece of advice that you would really want listeners to take away from our conversation, what would that be?
So you hear that a lot, right? People talk about fear, and you fear others' judgment. You fear what they're going to say about you. You fear what they're going to think about your business. All that fear stopping you from doing what you need. And in my case, I don't really like to give advice, but in my case, what I think the problem is for most of us, most people, it's not that we don't know what to do. I think we know exactly what to do. I know exactly what I need to do for my business to work. And I think anybody who ever started a business or whatever project it is, I think you know exactly what you need to do. The problem is we're not doing it. So in my case, like I said, Billion Success has been here since 2012. There's nothing I know now that I didn't know back in 2012. So for it to start working now, the only difference is I am doing what I know I should do. That is the only difference. So my last advice would be just do what you need to do. You know what you need to do. Just do it.
I love that. I love that. It just rings so truly. Now, if somebody wanted to get featured on Billion Success, is there a place that they can go on the website to apply, or what's the process?
Yeah, the process is pretty simple. You go on BillionSuccess.com and there's a Get Featured link page. You can just click on that page and all the information will be right there for you to follow through. Or you can just send me an email, Herbie@BillionSuccess.com, and we'll be sure to reply back to you.
Perfect. And I am going to leave that link in the show notes for everyone. And do you have any final parting words?
Again, it goes back to what I just said. Just do what you know you should do and everything will be fine.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Think Like a CFO podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it. Until next time, I'm Melissa Houston, and remember, nobody will ever care about your business as much as you do. So never give your financial power away.